Since today later is the pageant and I'm not doing a sermon, I simply put together some brief thoughts on the Magnificat. In her reflections on Mary, Episcopal priest, professor, and theologian Mary Barbara Brown Taylor writes, "Mary wins her place in history, not for her cleverness, nor for her beauty, nor even for her goodness. She becomes the most important woman in the world simply because she is willing to say yes to an angel's strange proposal without a clue where it will lead her. Doing so, she becomes the prototype for all of us who are invited to bear God into the world. God's favor that the angel tells Mary that she has with God is a two-edged sword. God offers mercy, but no life of ease. To bear God in the world has both a promise and a cost to it. Mary gives us one of the best examples I know of a faithful response to an unforeseen and unlikely an uninvited circumstance of life. Let it be to me according to thy word." Well, I submit to you, this is the first ingredient of a faithful response, to say yes to God even though you have no clue where it will lead. I know sometimes this seems impossible, but as I reflect on my own life, I'm living proof that it happens. I see myself largely as a cautious guy. You guys might not think so, but I really am fairly conservative in that way. So it was a huge step for me to leave a six-figure job as a vice president of an organization in Washington, D.C. in 1999 without any plan whatsoever other than the belief that something would come out of it. Then I became a chaplain with a retirement community with practically no salary or any thought of ordination. And 2 weeks after I left my job, Art lost his at the University of Maryland. He was summarily fired for speaking out on an issue. As I've said before, I had no intention of being ordained, and I thought I was done with that idea long ago. However, after saying no for 25 years, I finally said yes, took some risks, and here I am today. And I have to tell all of you, at this point in my journey here with you, I am experiencing a deeper joy than I think at any other time in my ordained ministry. Mary's yes to the angel, her yes to God, brought her the greatest joy in life, the birth of a child that we will remember over the next couple of days. It also brought her the greatest pain imaginable. The worst nightmare for any parent is to see their child suffer. And by saying yes to God, Mary also said yes to watching her child suffer in the most painful and excruciating way possible, being whipped and beaten, taunted and ridiculed, nailed to a wooden cross, and left to die there in shame as a common criminal. In our canticle reading today, in place of the psalm and also again in the gospel, we read aloud Mary's response on saying yes to the angel. It is known as the Magnificat. This beautiful response praises God's faithfulness in doing something beyond imagining, the fulfillment of God's promise to redeem his people through her with his child to be born. This particular canticle isn't an isolated response and is actually based largely on another canticle from Scripture that you find in the first book of Samuel. It is called the Prayer of Hannah, the mother of the prophet Samuel. Chapter 2 of that book begins, and you will hear the similarities. Hannah prayed and said, "My heart exults in the Lord. My strength is exalted in my God. My mouth derides my enemies because I rejoice in my victory. There is no holy one like the Lord, no one besides you. There is no rock like our God. Talk no more so very proudly. Let not arrogance come from your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty are broken, but the feeble gird on strength." This prayer actually continues for several more verses, but you get the idea and can see the similarity. Just like Mary, Hannah was saying yes to the Lord. She has her prayers answered that God had given her a son who will become a great prophet and ultimately anoint the kings of Israel, Saul and later David. This season of Advent and Christmas is a time for us to rejoice, as we heard last week. We're invited to rejoice in the new life which comes to each of us. Like Hannah and like Mary, this new life comes when we say yes to the invitation of God just before us in our lives. We will not know fully where this response of yes to God will take us. However, today we can look to Mary's example, that her yes brought not only new life for her, but new and unending life for the entire world. So may each of us say yes and bear God into this world. May we not hesitate because we know there will be a cost, but live in confidence that God will be there with us in those times of promise, and especially in those times when we pay a price for saying yes. Amen.